The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk to people who've been scammed.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be everybody, right? Who hasn't been scammed?
Aaron, no, literally before we went on the air, was like, I don't think I've ever been scammed.
Really? No, I don't think I have. Not Slacker or
Hinge.
Mr. Funny Guy over there was like, every dude that you've dated, which, yes, you're
right.
Because
they all go, yeah, totally, LTR, that's what I want.
Yeah.
And it's like, no,
and
you
then
don't.
Never. It's
no,
always a stupid 3-month situationship.
Yep.
So if you consider that a scam, then yes.
Yes, you are the most situationship scammed human I've ever met.
Correct.
But that's just because men are pigs, and like, but it does kind of count because you believe them.
I do.
That's the whole point of a scam is like somebody tells you, oh my God, we ordered too many of these speakers and my boss said, just get rid of them. So I'm just sitting here in this grocery store parking lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course. I've also
Makes
got
sense.
Some cologne.
The cologne people have hit me up. It's like, you like Drakkar Noir? And I'm like, what year do you think it is?
Yeah.
Well, that's the trend.
Drakkar's, like the old
the
colognes
old
are
colognes,
back.
Yeah.
Mm. Shut up.
I have seen that. Yeah, you want to smell like old money. You know,
yeah.
You want to smell.
So you want to smell like Agua de Gio or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, you got the mushroom haircut, but you want to smell like.
God, that's so stupid. Well, kids, just go to King Supers and stand there and look for somebody with a duffel bag. Because they hit me all the time. If you hit the King Supers in Green Valley Ranch, if you know where that's at.
Mm-hmm.
I have been offered the last 4 times I've been there. It's the speaker guys, and it's like I am to speaker guys in a van what Aaron is to situationships. They like seek me out. I was like, and I engage them. They're like, you like home theaters? I'm like, yeah, I do.
I do.
And then they open the van door a little farther, and it's just boxes of Bose stuff. And you're like, that's not Bose.
Those are just the boxes.
You just they spell Bose Boze. It's not Ze. It's Se. I'm not stupid.
I think they are. They're scouting you out or something. They're calling each other.
Like,
they do.
Back. They're like, he's here. Get him. Bring the Agua de Gio. There's a couple who has scammed people out of $4 million with a fake time machine.
Yeah. They claim that it could reverse your aging. It's in India. So they're like, come check.
Oh, so it's not actually go back and buy Google stuff?
I do not want to victim blame, but I was thinking if you think that there is a time machine.
But if you think there's a genuine fountain of youth, just
no.
Take care of yourself and do
yeah.
good things. It's like you're not.
It slowly turned into a pyramid scheme where they're like, why don't you tell some other people about the great work we do? And they'll be on your team. And then once you get your team set.
$1 million, you guys.
Yeah, that is a lot. That's a lot of speakers.
I don't remember how much the speakers are. By the way, they do have speakers in the box sometimes. They are legitimate.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah, they're just not. They're not great. They look great because they'll even open the box. You'll look and you're like, oh, that is a speaker. Can I have that actual box? And they're like, sure. And you get home, you plug it in. It's like, it sounds like the Odyssey app. It's just like. Broken.
Don't check the other boxes. Just look at this one.
I almost fell for a scam today because I got the text that I thought was from my bank saying a charge just went through for $540 at the Apple store. And I'm like, oh my God, they screwed up because I did just order some Apple stuff, but not that much Apple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And and it's like, click here for the link. And it's like, isn't that your first instinct? When you get the email, I have one in my email right now that says a PayPal charge of $700 is going through to McAfee antivirus. I'm like, what? And when you click on it, if you click on it, it looks exactly like PayPal.
I've never clicked on it. I don't.
Yeah.
But it does get you to panic.
The first step is don't click on it.
Yeah, but how do you not when it's like, they got me. It's Apple. It said
you
Chase
Bank.
You go
to your actual PayPal account.
Did.
You don't follow the link.
But Chase also...
You need to retake the security things here.
Yeah, we're trained up.
We are.
Here at Odyssey.
Stupid sound judgment and
is there like
human
a
error.
Dating
human
one
error.
That they provide here?
Yes, we need to train her up on how to avoid situationships. All right, so if you've been scammed by somebody or you've fallen for a scam, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423 for scammed, or you can text in at 51059.
I'll never forget my buddy in high school. So we got kind of into shoes together. And back in the day, like we were in high school, we didn't know any better. So we're buying from fake websites essentially because we don't know any better and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're kids. We have no money. So I remember for his birthday, he finally convinced his mom to give him some money, and it was like big money at the time. It was like over $100, you know, like
Jesus.
For a pair of shoes. He's finally gonna get the pair. So he wires the money.
Oh. Wired the money!
And then it ends. That's the story. No. He just wired the money to whomever in a different country, and he never got... And that was his birthday present, because then his mom's like, well, that...
Where are they? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get you another present. That was so much money that you just... wired across the world.
This is why you use StockX. You got to go.
I know. Yeah. Now that it exists, but back in the day, we're just clicking on any website. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we talked about the last time we talked about scam, but I had a friend that went through the thing where they said you missed a federal jury duty summons and you will be arrested unless you stay on the phone, go get like $3,000 out of your account, and then take it to the Coinstar machine at King Supers or wherever has Coinstar. And I didn't... Did you know you could do this? Coinstar is like...
The little machine that you put all the change in?
Yeah, and then it, like, you can turn that into Bitcoin and send it to somebody. So they're like,
you can
go to Coinstar, give them the $3,000, and then send it to us, and they say it's the federal whatever, but you just name your BS business federal warrant.
Again, I'm not trying to victim blame, but if the government is saying, hey, we print money, but we want Bitcoin.
I know,
are you kidding me?
Dude, you know this girl.
And she's so smart.
She's I don't want to say where she works, but she works for a huge company and is very high up in the company. But they were like, if you hang up, the police will be at your door. If you go to the police, they won't even talk to you about it. They're just going to arrest you because this is a federal crime you've committed.
But send Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I can't.
I agree. I want the cops. Okay, yeah, show up. Let me talk to somebody.
For sure.
But they have you believe you're going to jail.
I will meet you at a police station. I'll make it easier for you.
Because it's like Friday afternoon and they're like, if you go, we won't be able to send the federal agents till Monday. So you will spend the weekend
in
jail.
I'm sorry. Do the feds get the weekend off?
No. Yes, they do.
Police officers on the weekends.
Yeah, it's like Jason Bourne gets the weekend off. Like, what? No.
Aaron, I swear, I'm going to get somebody to scam you. Because you're so...
Listen, my dating life does enough.
If you've dated Aaron and scammed her... We might give you...
Yeah. And if you know where my buddy's shoes are...
Oh, I'm sorry. Aww. We have full lines. We can't get any more calls. It's just people who've dated Aaron and scammed.
They had a good time.
You're for a good time, not for...
Not a long time.
Oh, my God. Let's make the scams less sad. Okay. You've been scammed or you scammed somebody. We want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're looking for people who've dated Aaron and or just been scammed. It's not nice to admit you've been scammed, but did anybody else in the room admit? Not really, kind of.
Yeah, I was with my friend when he got scammed, kind of, you know, like we were both,
That's not the same.
You gave him the approval, though?
Kind of, yeah. I was like, do it, man.
Yeah, get the sneakers.
Yeah, what could happen?
Ruben?
How's it going?
Scammed. What happened?
All right, so I ordered online. It was around Christmas time last year. I thought I was getting some really high-end colognes, like some Gucci colognes, and it was indeed. However, when I received the package, they were all tiny little bottles of cologne.
Oh!
So that right there was my scam, unfortunately.
They look like full-size bottle in the ad?
Exactly. Like, they look like full-size bottle. They didn't look like the little ones.
Yeah.
But then when you got them, they were so tiny, like half my pinky.
Yeah. Oh, God, the real little ones, like the sample bottles. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like sample bottles. They got me with samples,
the magazine ones. Wow.
Yeah, the weird little.
Okay.
You got ripped. How much did you spend on that?
Man, like they got me for like 100.
Yeah.
No. Wow.
Not real bright there. Sorry, Ruben.
You'll smell good for this afternoon.
Lee? Scammed. What happened?
Oh, man. So somebody got a hold of my PayPal credit or opened up a credit card, PayPal credit card in my name.
Oh.
Mm.
And it gets worse. It gets worse. So they racked that up to $10,000.
Oh, gosh.
And then it gets worse. Then they paid it off using my bank account.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
wait.
Well played. Yeah.
So they paid it off.
I'm suddenly financially responsible.
Yeah. But then they racked it up again.
Again.
So now I have $20,000 PayPal credit, and I'm $10,000 out of my bank account.
Yeah. Yeah, well played there, buddy.
It was good. And, nobody really wanted to cop to it. So my bank didn't want to pay for it. And PayPal said, oh, it's PayPal credit. That's Synchrony Bank. So they were fighting each other. It took me about 8 months to get the money back.
Wow.
Yeah.
But my credit got smashed.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's okay. My friends at American Financing work with all credit scores.
Watch, one actually did it. It was just him.
Don't we know somebody who went to Vegas and pretended they had a stolen credit card?
I've heard that as a move before.
Oh, so then you just like, oh.
You're like, oh my God, somebody stole my car. You have to drive to Vegas. You can't buy the plane ticket.
Yeah, right.
You got to drive there and you got to hope you're not on camera. Because they're going to go, hey man, that's you.
That's too much work.
Yeah. Ellen?
Yay.
Scammed. What happened to you?
Well, I had this friend who called me, and she was totally frantic. She said a credit card company she forgot she had a credit card with said she owed them $3,000. She had till Friday to pay them or else.
Oh, God.
And I could tell she was trying to get me to loan her the money, but I thought she was the one being scammed, and I told her I didn't want her to be out the money, so I told her to call one of the consumer credit counseling companies. So then about 2 months later, she told me that she had convinced her aunt and uncle to loan a friend of hers $3,000 to get her house out of foreclosure, and she wasn't making the payments to the aunt and uncle, and that was ruining her relationship.
So she wasn't getting scammed. She was scamming you.
She was the scammer. Oh, boy.
This is a friend of yours, Ellen?
Not anymore.
Friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, whoa. So is this a bad time to ask for $3,000, Ellen?
This is probably the worst.
I just need a small loan.
Simone?
It's for Aaron.
Scammed. What happened to you?
Hi. Yes. Okay. So it was in a Denver neighborhood. I don't want to say where.
Okay.
Because I don't think this lady is a bad person, and who knows, she might be a pillar of the community. I don't know. But anyways, I'm walking in this neighborhood, and this lady stops me. She's like, oh my gosh, please help me. I need to take my mom to the doctor's appointment. I'm low on gas. I just need a couple dollars. I'm like, you can just hear it in her voice and see it in her face that she just needed help. And I'm like, oh my gosh, of course. Like, yes. I think I gave her a $5 bill because that's what I had. And I was like, yes, here. She's like, thank you so much. And she just like made me feel good about it. And I was like, ah, like, okay. Like I did my good deed. And then a week later, I see the same lady, but a different guy on the street, giving him the same spiel.
Mm.
And I was like, ah, and I just felt betrayed.
Well, she only got you for $5. It's not
but
like
she undid the good deed.
No, you still, you're right.
Good deed. I was like, ah, oh, like, please, like, I'm telling you, she sounded so desperate. And then a month later, same lady, I'm in my car, I'm with my friend, she's trying to stop me, and as soon as I saw her, I was like, nope, I'm just gonna keep going.
Just run her over.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.